It's just after 2 hours UTC. This is PCJ Media broadcasting to South and Latin America on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. Check out PCJ Media online at www.pcjmedia.com. Coming up in just under 20 seconds, the International Happy Station Show.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, the Happy Station Show. Well, good evening, everyone, to wherever you may be listening, or good morning, or good afternoon. I don't know where you're listening, or if anybody is listening. I'm just kidding about that, of course. Welcome to the International Happy Station Show. Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes. Yes, 5-5, as I've said, I think I just recently said it, 55 is my favorite number, but I have to change it at the end of the year, because at the end of the year, on December 31st, our two transmissions to the Americas at 2 hours and 16 hours universal time will be 120 minutes. So, Happy Station with Eddie starts in Tolmeyer in the early days was 90 minutes, then the show went down to 50 minutes, we came back with 55, and now we're going to be doing 120 minutes. So, we're going up. And maybe one day we'll have a six-hour marathon or something like that. That would be an interesting idea, wouldn't it? All right. Thank you very much for joining us. We're broadcasting live. This is the second show that we've done live. We did last week's transmission at 2 hours UTC live as well to Latin America, the South America, and the Caribbean. And, of course, this program is being fed around the world at WRMI.net. So click on there and you can listen to us, even if we're not in your broadcast area at the moment. To find out the complete broadcast schedule of the Happy Station, not just to the Americas, but to other parts of the world as well, check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. PCJmedia.com. That's www.PCJmedia.com. All right, actually, let me see. We have a lot of music to get to on today's show. This morning when I got up, which was about 2 hours ago, last week I said, as you may or may not remember if you'd been tuning in or not, it was a beautiful day. The sky was blue, and I can see all the mountains around Taipei, and I can clearly see the 101 tower from my kitchen window. Absolutely gorgeous day. Today, however, is a different story. Today it is pouring rain, and it is cold. And just how cold is it? Well, it's not as cold as, let's say, some of our listeners, not the kind of cold that some of our listeners may be having right now, but it is cold nevertheless for here. And speaking of cold, I have an interesting cold story, and not the kind, but like the that's the sound of me being frozen. Frozen kind. Oh, I'm very silly in the morning. Coming up, actually, just a little bit later on in the show. In the control room is our good friend Kevin Lee and our production assistant Johan Backer. And Johan had the flu over the weekend, and he called me up on Monday and he said, "I don't think I'll be able to." This is how he was talking. "I don't think I'll be able to make it on Thursday." I said, "What's wrong with you?" He was all stuffed up and everything, but apparently, he's much better today. I think that medicine that he was taking seemed to have kicked in a little bit too well, because he showed up today and he was giggling like there was no tomorrow, and I went, "Oh, I want some of that myself." All right, let's kick off with music right away. Let's begin with a group from the United Kingdom. They're called Erasure. Here they are with Salisbury Hill on the International Happy Station.
Salisbury Hill, I could see the city lights. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice.
take me home.
Erasure. Salisbury Hill here on the International Happy Station, broadcasting live to listeners in South America, Latin America, and the Caribbean on a frequency, a number that you need to remember, probably more important than your postal code and phone number, 9955 kilohertz. All right, it's 11 minutes past the hour, and as I was saying a moment ago, it was very cold here in Taipei. Now, this is not the kind of cold that, let's say, listeners, let's say, in Europe or in Canada are accustomed to. Well, maybe in some parts, but here it's a different type of cold. And you're thinking, wait a second, he's in Taiwan. How cold can it possibly get? Well, now, in the summertime, we go up to temperatures of around 35 to 39 degrees centigrade. In the winter, I know that sounds funny when I'm going to say this, but in the winter, it gets really cold. Like, today outside, it is 16 degrees centigrade. And some of you are going, Keith, what are you complaining about? That's still beautiful, isn't it? Well, it is if the sky is blue and it's very, very comfortable outside. But on a day like today, where it's raining, and don't forget, Taiwan is a little island and we're surrounded by water. We have the South China Sea to one side and then we have the Pacific on the other. It gets very cold, very damp. And it's the time of year where it's very easy to get a cold because it is so incredibly damp. But I move now to a story that was sent to me from a listener of ours. He lives in Edmonton, Alberta. His name is Richard Lemke. And the first line, I thought the second line in his email was, where is global warming? Because he sent me this story from the Edmonton Journal that was dated the 13th of December. And I'll just read a little part of it. It says, Edmonton's weather boasted two dubious distinctions Sunday. It was colder here than anywhere else in North America, and it marked the coldest December 13th in the city's history. Environment Canada recorded frigid temperatures of minus 46. Yes, minus 46, or, oh, even better, minus 58 with the wind chill. Oy, oy, oy. That's the only thing I can say. This is not the kind of thing that I would love to go through again. And the reason why I say again, because as you may have heard me mention before, I'm originally from Montreal. And in Montreal, in the wintertime, I remember when I was growing up, we would have these days that would sometimes last maybe about a two-week period or so, sometimes maybe a bit longer or even a bit shorter, that the weather was so cold. If you didn't cover up any part of your body when you went outside, certain extremities would be falling off. Use your imagination. And I mean fingers. I mean, it was, that's how cold it was. It was just blech, you know. So for those people who are in very cold temperatures at the moment, the only thing I can say to you is, yes, I know that's cruel, but I don't think I could ever go through another winter again. I've been a little bit too spoiled living here in Taiwan. Even though when I was in Beijing, we would have very cold days. And in Beijing, when it is cold, it feels a lot colder than what it is because it's so incredibly dry. Here, it just makes you feel really uncomfortable. And it's kind of blech, you know. But it's been very strange because we've had like one day sunny, one day cold and rainy. One day sunny, one day cold and rainy. And today's the cold and rainy day because yesterday was, it wasn't so bad already, you know. Anyway, thank you very much, Richard, for sending that along. And if you are in a part of the world right now, I'd like to find out what it's like in your area. You can send me an email right here to the studio at pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And yes, I will get it instantaneously, so we can actually talk about it on the air. And yes, again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find all the ways to contact us, as well as this show, by the way, after we do it live. This file that we're recording as we're doing it is also uploaded on that website. Speaking of cold and winter, and they kind of go hand in hand. Next week, by the way, here on this time in this frequency, you can hear Happy Station's Christmas program. And we have an interesting Christmas show because it's not just going to focus on Christmas. We have a little bit of Hanukkah in there as well. And my good buddy Tom Meyer sent along something to be used on next week's show. So tune in next week for listeners in the Americas at 2 and 16 hours UTC. The transmission at 16 hours UTC is directed to North America for the Happy Station Christmas show. Let's have a little bit of a teaser for that show. Let's take a listen to Winter Wonderland. It's performed by Lester Lannan and his orchestra. And I'm dedicating this to Rocky Rebeldi or Rebeldo, who lives in the United States. Because Rocky, as I mentioned before, we have a special show dedicated to you coming up in the new year about Lester Lannan. Yes, Lester Lannan. Well, Lester Lannan, of course, is no longer with us. But we're going to be doing a feature about Lester Lannan and his interesting arrangements and style of music. He was in New York City. He was kind of like the band for the upper crust of society. You know, all the ones that were not English but trying to speak with English accents. You know, dear. Yes. Anyway, let's take a listen to now a little bit of a teaser that we have for our Christmas show coming up next week. Winter Wonderland, Lester Lannan, here on the International Happy Station. Lester Lannan and his orchestra going out to all those in very cold areas. And it's also just a reminder for the Happy Station Christmas show coming up next week at 2 and 16 hours UTC for our transmissions to the Americas. Actually, the show will start airing this Saturday. Listeners in New Zealand will get the show. And then on Sunday, that's Saturday at 9 hours UTC at World FM, and then at 13:05 UTC for listeners in Indonesia, and then KBCT will get the show in Waco, Texas at 1:05 in the morning. on Monday. And the reason why they're getting the show before, the people who are listening right now are North America is because, well, this show, of course, airs on the 24th to the Americas, which is Christmas Eve. So it would be funny if it aired on the 27th and 28th and 29th. It would just be a little bit strange. So anyway, that's what's coming up. Okay. The next special program that I want to mention actually is our end of the year specials. We're going to be, as I said earlier, 120 minutes. That's 2 hours. First from 2 to 4 hours UTC to the southern part of the Americas, and then from 16 to 18 hours UTC to North America. And the first transmission, I'll be joined in the studio with my co-host David Monson. And for that show, we have a number of contributions that have come in from different people around the world. And they also, some of them will be used for our transmission at 1600 hours UTC. It was very strange because when I planned on doing these two shows, I was thinking, okay, where do I get the material from, you know? And then all of a sudden, things just started coming in like there was no tomorrow. So we have some pieces coming in from, the United Kingdom, Japan, Switzerland. And there's actually going to be two specials during that time. Bob Thoman and Bob Zanotti are going to be presenting a special edition of the Swiss Shortwave Merry-Go-Round, just like they did for 24 years on Swiss Radio International. Colin Newell and Ian McFarland are going to join us with a special program. And then we have some small segments sent in from other people. And one of them actually is listening right now. Her name is Paulette Macquarie, and she does a Ukrainian show. And I can picture some people snickering right now going, Macquarie, Ukrainian? Oi, what's this about already? I know, Macquarie is not it's not a Ukrainian name at all. But she is of Ukrainian extract. Yes, Ukrainian extract. She's listening right now going, Keith, I think you're on something. Ooh. That's not an impersonation. That's just me doing a silly voice. But anyway, she does a Ukrainian show, which airs on AM 1320 in Vancouver. And you can find out all the times that Paulette does her show at the following website, www.nasholos.com. That's NASHOLOS.com. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, Paulette is going to be joining us here on the show, and she's going to present to us something Ukrainian. Something Ukrainian. And that piece you'll be able to hear in the show from 2 to 4 hours UTC, and it will be used again between 16 and 18 hours UTC. You know, it's funny because just a moment ago, I just realized that day is going to be absolutely insane because the first show we're doing in the morning with David Monson, I'm going to be here in Taipei. But 2 hours after I finish, I get on a plane, fly to Hong Kong, and then we do the other transmission to North America from Hong Kong. So that should be interesting. And some people are saying, oh, aren't you going to have jet lag? I don't think so. It's only about an hour and a half away. If I had jet lag in an hour and a half, well, I think there was something seriously wrong with me. Not as if there already isn't. All right, we're going to take a listen now to some more music. We're going to dedicate this song to Paulette all the way in Vancouver, British Columbia. The song is called, where is it? Here it is. Me, You, and a Dog Named Bo, performed by Bert Klemfert and his orchestra. Me, you, and a dog named Bo, Bert Klemfert, here on the International Happy Station. Last week when we were doing the show, I received a very interesting email, which unfortunately only came in towards the end of the show, so we couldn't get it in. But somebody was asking about the radio scene here in Taipei, and what does it sound like while this show is on the air? Anyway, we decided, let's actually have a sample. Kevin actually has connected up a radio to our mixer in the control room, and it actually worked for us when we tried it out. So let's actually, you know, transmit to you live what is on Taiwan radio at this very moment. There we have a little bit of static, and we're going to tune the dial. Kevin, move it. As you can tell, there's... There we go. What is that one? Very strange, isn't it? Yes, I know. It's very odd, isn't it? let's continue going, Kevin. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, this is an interesting station. It's a... they play traditional Taiwan pop songs from the 1930s and 40s. Let's go down a bit. Not so clear. It's an easy listening station that we have here. Another easy listening and classical station. Let's see. There we go. Now, the song that you hear right now in the background, let's fade it up a bit. You can get into any taxi here in Taipei, and guaranteed the taxi drivers are listening to that station. It's a radio station, especially for taxi drivers. Yes. Some commercials. A news station. So this is, by the way, live. This is live radio in Taiwan as we're doing the show. Yes. Well, that's the FM dial. Kevin, can we switch it over to AM? There we go. I'm not sure if we can pick up AM reception in our studio, but we can try. Oh, this is an interesting station. It's called Karaoke Radio, and what they do is they broadcast karaoke music, and people sing along with it. Yes, it's very, very odd. that's it. I think that's all we can actually pick up from the AM band here in the studio. Anyway, that is a little sample of what is on the air here in Taiwan as we're doing the show. For that one person who asked that question last week. Sorry we couldn't get to you then, but we'd already signed off. You're listening to the International Happy Station broadcasting to... where are we broadcasting to? South America and Latin America on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. I think it's about time that I go have another coffee break. Kind of losing it right now. Anyway, we're going to take a listen to some more music. This is going to be dedicated to a few people. We're going to dedicate this to Rosemary. Yes, Rosemary. And yes, Rosemary, I did hear the message that your brother and the other guys sent in for our Year of the End special. I did hear it, and I heard your voice as well. So we're going to dedicate this song to Rosemary. That's number one. And she lives in Washington, D.C. And it's also going out to Jason Gilbert all the way in Toronto, Canada. It's the Spice Girls with Saturday Night Divas here on the International Happy Station.
Behind, boy, you were a fool to cheat and be that fool.
Saturday Night Divas. The Spice Girls here on the International Happy Station going out to Rosemary in Washington, D.C. and to Jason Gilbert living in Toronto, Canada. And as that song was playing, he said, thank God you didn't say anything embarrassing. You mean anything embarrassing like that? The fact that on the weekend you also dress up like a diva? You told me that in your message, that you like to dress up in pumps and everything. Of course, I'm just kidding. I can see people now wondering, wait a second, what is this guy going to do? He's torturing the poor listeners. Well, a little bit of torture every now and again is not so bad. That's the only thing I can say. You're listening to the International Happy Station. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com, that is. And we also found out that in Vancouver, at this very moment, it has been rating 26 out of the past 30 days. So what is it like in South America? Well, I just got a message, actually, from my good friend Manolo de la Rosa, who lives in Cuba, and he says the weather is very, very nice at the moment. Oh, that's very good to hear. Yes, I love the beaches in Cuba. I lived there for 3 years, as you may or may not have known, and oh, I can miss it sometimes. All right, now time for more music. Let's take a listen to Come What May from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. Here's Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. Thank you. Come what may, Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack here on the International Happy Station. It's coming up to 2:44 UTC. Now time actually to tell you about our contest that we're running at the end of the year. And as you know, we've been running this Morse code message, which I didn't bring again today. So I'll do it again for you. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, that's the short version of it. It's just gobbledygook. I don't even know what I was saying right now. But all you need to do is send in an email or letter or whatever, what you heard before that message, what you heard after the message, and you'll be entered into the lucky draw. Now, the prizes that we have, the first prize is a Sanjin ATS-909. The second prize is a Sanjin ATS-606A. The third prize is the three books written by Jerry Berg about international shortwave broadcasting. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to the BDXC magazine Communication. And the fourth prize is going out to 10 lucky winners, and it's one copy each of Tom Meyer's CD, Easy Come, Easy Go, songs that Tom recorded for the Happy Station in the 1970s and 80s. So just send your email to pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. All right, let's take a listen now to one of my favorite singers. She's originally from Indonesia. Her name is Anika Grenlo, and you're probably wondering, that didn't sound very Indonesian. Well, she's actually part Dutch. She had a big career in the Netherlands and also in Indonesia and Malaysia and Singapore in the 1960s. And one of her songs, which was a very well-known song that came out in Malaysia called Oh Malaysia, which I think we've played on the show before, is actually based on a Dutch hit that she had around the same time called Branden Zand. Here's Anika Grenlo from Holland with the live version of Branden Zand on the International Happy Station.
Thank you.
From Holland, Annika Grando with Brandon Zont. The original Dutch version of the song The O Malaysia was based on, instead of singing Brandon Zont, as Americans would probably say, the song was called O Malaysia. So when O Malaysia, land of glory, la la la, la 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 la. And a listener that we have in Malaysia by the name of Kelvin Mack wrote me a couple of times, and he said he remembers that song very well when he was a child, because even today, for the celebration of Malaysia's National Day, he said that song is played everywhere on the radio. It's a good song, I have to admit, a very good song. And Annika Grando, by the way, is going to be my guest on the Happy Station Show in the month of, I don't remember the month, but next year. She was also on the Happy Station with Tom Meijer in the mid-1970s, and she's going to join us here on the show. And we're going to talk about a whole whack of stuff. Annika Grando, and I will announce the date later. Speaking of special guests coming up on January the 7th, my special guest is going to be Steve Lawrence. And that show will be broadcast to all regions. So the first show for 2010, my special guest is going to be Steve Lawrence here on the show. We still have time for more music, and a listener that we have in the United Kingdom by the name of Bradley, he commented that, you know, he's heard on the show a few times some very well-known theme songs from British television and British radio, and can I play one from Pick of the Pops? Now, he's referring to not the Pick of the Pops television show that was on BBC for many years, but the radio show that was on Radio 1, and I think even before that it was... probably on Radio Caroline, if I'm not mistaken. All right, guess what? I dug up the single. Yes, I actually have the 45 RPM of it, and I brought it along today. So here's the theme song to Pick of the Pops going out to Bradley and to our listeners in the United Kingdom. The theme song to Pick of the Pops going out to Bradley here on the International Happy Station all the way in the United Kingdom. And just to let you know that if you want to be able to hear this show again, if reception is not too clear in your area, you can check out our website, pcjmedia.com. That's pcjmedia.com. And click on the link that has archive programs, and you will find the live show there. Now, we upload the show. It takes about an hour or so after the transmission is done. And there it is. And it's also in stereo because we record the show here in the studio as it is also going out. All right. We still have a couple of minutes. Before we go, I want to say... have a safe journey to Johan, our production assistant. He is going back to Holland for 2 weeks, so I'll be left here alone with Kevin. And when you come back, We will have moved. You won't even find it. We're not even going to tell you. No, I'm just kidding about that. So good luck to you. Have a good trip, and we'll see you when you get back. Special thank you goes to Kevin Lee for helping out with today's show, running the technical stuff, and making sure that the show is actually going on the air. A special thank you also goes to Jeff White at WRMI for monitoring the show. So anyway, that's it. That's all. I'm going to leave you right now. Because our time is coming to an end. But just one quick reminder, next week, tune in to the Happy Station Christmas show from 2 to 4 hours UTC. Again, it's 16 to 16:55 UTC next week. The Happy Station Christmas show. So on behalf of all of them and everyone that has contacted us today, it's been a lot of fun being with you. I'm going to go now and have my breakfast. So on behalf of our production assistant, Johan Backer, our technician, Kevin Lee, this is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to South and Latin America on 9,955 kilohertz. Check us out online for a complete broadcast schedule. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com.